Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have you along for the ride today. And we're going to go back to the hotline right now. We'll talk some track and field. That's not something we get the chance to do very often, but we're going to bring in Amherst head track coach Rob Glatz. Coach Glatz, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I want to get into a lot of the accomplishments for your programs so far throughout the course of this hectic spring, which I know isn't quite over for you guys just yet, but I also want to focus on some things that you guys have been able to do, not necessarily off the track, but not necessarily in a competitive sense either. I know last year when we had you on the show, we spoke about this Comet Clinic, and I know that's something that you guys do every single year. You guys get quite the turnout. You're able to get a lot of folks to come in and really help out with this process. For those that have never been a part of the Comet Clinic, what's it all about?
So the Comet Clinic is something we do in March to kind of get our kids geared up for success. And it's not open to only Amherst athletes, but to the entire state. And we actually get some athletes and coaches that come in from out of state. It's the ninth year we've done it, and it's sponsored by ASICS. ASICS brought in some heavy hitters this year. They brought in Jerrion Lawson. He was a 19-time All-American Olympian. And Johnny Gregoric. Johnny actually just won the 1500 at the Penn Relays, and this weekend he's headed to Oregon to race against the best milers in the world. All in all, we had 40 different sessions that covered every single aspect of track and field. We had about 20 different speakers. A lot of them were from local colleges. We really appreciated them coming out and speaking. Our track and field athletes got to know the coaches from Kent, Akron, Baldwin-Wallace, Mount Union, Northwood, Muskingum, Tiffin. It was a lot of fun. This year we also brought in a professional chef. She was actually a professional chef for the Denver Broncos. And she taught our parents how to cook the kids some nutritious and delicious meals. So it was a lot of fun. We had about 1,000 people there this year.
And I would imagine something like that is also really cool because it gives the kids a chance to mingle and really interact with a lot of the other track and field competitors. I think everybody looks at track and field specifically as just a spring and summertime event, but really track and field is an all-year-round type thing, isn't it?
No doubt, and that's kind of something special about the Comet Clinic is that, you know, we had everybody mingling on different levels. We had college coaches and high school coaches and high school athletes and junior high athletes. It was just really, really neat to see everybody get together and kind of share their experiences and their enthusiasm for our awesome sport.
I want to go back to the idea of having the chef come in and really kind of teach not just the kids. You mentioned how this affected the parents involved as well, how to cook nutritious and delicious meals, because sometimes those don't always go together. I would guess that a lot of that was pretty eye-opening for everybody.
No doubt. I wasn't there for the entire session, but I was able to pop in there a little bit, and I got some recipes, and it was a pretty amazing stuff. The people were walking out of there with full bellies, and they were very happy, and they got some great ideas, ways that they can kind of sneak in some protein and nutrients into some meals that are really good for the kids, but also taste good, so they'll eat them.
You mentioned a recipe, Coach. We talk a lot about food on this show. Are there any recipes you obtained there that you're able to share with us? Because we're all looking for ways to eat healthier, but also eat well at the same time.
Yeah, actually, the chef was a friend of my wife's, and so they put together a really cool recipe for waffles. And actually what it is was ground-up cashew nuts. And they soaked them in water for a little while, ground them up, put into a batter. You really wouldn't know the difference. And it made some excellent waffles that were just jam-packed with nutrients and protein, and they're very, very good.
Wow. Okay, so is essentially a cashew waffle, right?
Exactly, right.
Okay, all right. See, I love that idea. And see, I'm a big proponent of looking for any way I can to eat at least a little bit healthier, but that sounds fantastic. I think people sometimes get trapped. You're right. They get into that same old routine of making things a certain way. They just don't know there are other ways of making foods they already like are a little bit healthier. So that's pretty fascinating. I like that. Coach, coming up this summertime, I know you guys are really busy. You've got a lot of camps for kids of all different ages. What kinds of camps and activities do you guys have coming up this summer?
We're actually doing a camp right now. We have a day today, this week. And it's just an emerging elite camp. It's a camp for little kids, kindergartners through sixth graders. It's put on by our junior high program, the coaches and the athletes, and they're having a lot of fun. They're jumping in the high jump pit and the long jump pit. We've got some little mini hurdles out there, and they're doing relays, and they're just having a blast, and it's a lot of fun to see all these kids get out there. And, you know, my coaches at junior high level and the athletes, just, you know, they love the sport, and they're just kind of their passion and enthusiasm is definitely contagious, and it's neat to see these kids out there having a good time competing, learning about our sport.
We're talking with Amherst head track coach Rob Glatz here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. And, Coach, we've talked a lot about the camps and a lot of the fun that you guys have had when you've not necessarily been in the competitive frame of mind, but I want to talk about what you guys have done all throughout the spring. You guys have had a really nice season, and you guys are going to be very busy this week at the regional championships as well.
No doubt. I couldn't be more proud of my athletes. They have worked so hard, and throughout the season, you know, we set some pretty high goals, and they've matched them. The boys were the county champions, and the girls were runners-up. Came back for a conference, which we hosted at our track, and the boys were the winners. Girls were runner-up once again. Last week, we had the district championships here also at our own Richard S. Cooley track, and the boys and girls were runners-up, and we're heading into regionals, and the regionals are this week, and we had an incredible showing last week at districts. We qualified 19 athletes for the regionals in 16 different events. We had 9 champions, and we had 1 district record set. So we're really excited for this week.
Tell us about that district record that was set. Who was it, and what was the event?
That was Josh Hill, and it was in the 2-mile. He had run an incredible time of 9:15. This is the district record. He's eyeing the regional record, which is 9:03 for this week. And the 9:15, that mark was also special because it is the mark for qualifying for the national meet, which is in Greensboro, South Carolina, on June 15th. So we're excited. We'll be heading down to the national championships. He also qualified for the 5,000 for the indoor national championships, along with Jarrett Preet and Emily King for weight throw. So they've got a little bit of experience at this highest level of competition for high school track and field.
Again, Amherst head track coach Rob Glatz, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You guys actually took a spring break trip down to Johnson City, Tennessee, which I think is interesting because a lot of times we talk about spring sports and all the difficulties of trying to get outside, get some practice, get some work in. Give us an idea as to what that spring trip was like.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, it was just really nice to go down there and see a little bit of green on the trees. This has been pretty brutal weather for track and field weather-wise, but it was nice to get down there and put ourselves in a position to succeed and a nice warm temperatures. The athletes had to qualify to get down there, and we do this for a couple different reasons. First of all, we're very proud to host our districts and regional championships here at our own track, but we really want to make sure that when we go down to the state meet, we go down there and we compete. So we really embrace this opportunity for success of going down there on an overnight trip, going down to an area we're not familiar with, staying in a hotel, making good dietary choices at restaurants, and putting ourselves in a position where you might have to wait around all day for an event like you would at the state meet. When we go to the state meet, we want to make sure that our kids are ready to compete. It's not just getting there. It's getting there and doing your best. And so the spring break trip was really good. It was good for that. It was also really good for our team camaraderie. It brings our coaches and our athletes together, and we just had a lot of fun down there. We went on actually a haunted cave tour, a ghost walk. It was really, really neat. So we had a really good time.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys had a blast, and it was fascinating to sit there and listen to you talk about some of the things that you took away from that trip down south. What was some of the feedback you received from some of the kids that went down there, too? Because I would guess that this is probably the first time away for a lot of the kids.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We got on a big charter bus, and, you know, we spent a lot of time together. We were pretty close, and like I said, we got down there, and we got down there and practiced. The next day we had our meet. The kids did very, very well down there. The girls were runner-up, and the boys took 6th out of 28 teams. 3 school records were broken. Taylor Hooks in the 200, Kayla Snowden in the steeplechase, and Gigi Gianuzzi in the triple jump. So all around, we just had a really good time down there.
Yeah, not to mention, they got to see a haunted cave, right? Doesn't get a whole lot better than that. That's a heck of a trip.
Exactly. It was pretty special, yeah.
No, that's fun stuff, no doubt about that. Again, we're talking with Amherst head track coach Rob Glatz here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, Coach, it's been a great season for you guys. You've done a lot of wonderful things. I want to give you a chance to brag for just a second because you mentioned to me a couple days ago that you guys performed really, really well in the Lorain County meet. Tell us all about the Lorain County meet and tell us the results.
So the Lorain County meet is kind of an early season benchmark. It's our first major meet of the season, and on the first day of practice, I told the kids we were expected to win the county championships. The girls fell just short. We had some injuries, but we got out there, and the boys were the champions. We won several events, and it was just a great way to kind of start our season. We put in a lot of work beforehand, and it's kind of like a reward for all of our hard work. And we kind of moved on from there into the championship season. And like I said, I just really couldn't be more proud of our team.
Who were some of the individual standouts at that Lorain County meet? You mentioned that's an early season benchmark. You really get a chance to see how well things are progressing early on in the year against a lot of good local competition. Who were some of the boys and girls that stood out for you in that particular meet?
So we had junior Josh Hill won the 2 mile, which was an excellent time for him. We also had Devin Baumgartner ran really well in the 400. Let's see, Sydney Walker did well in the pole vault. Taylor Hooks and Alexis Alston actually broke the county records in the 200. We had several excellent results, not only in the field events, but also in the track events. It was hosted by Avon, and we really appreciated them hosting the meet this year. They did a great job. And the county meet's always fun to get everyone in the county together and kind of go up against each other and see where we're at early in the season.
Very cool stuff. Well, Coach, it sounds like you guys are not only having a successful season, but you guys are having a lot of fun doing so, and that's just as important as the final results as well. Coach Glatz, this was a lot of fun. We appreciate you making time to come on the show with us again, and we'll definitely do it again soon.
Thanks so much, Andy. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Again, that's Amherst Head Track Coach Rob Glatz joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to step aside. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with more after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.